Metal Mondays with Anna and AJ on the 80s at 8.
And welcome in. You're listening to Metal Mondays here on the 80s at 8, part of the After Hours on 97.9 The Hill. AJ in the studio with you on this Monday night alongside not Anna Griffin. Anna is a little under the weather, so she could not join us this week. So instead, I roped in somebody nowhere near as good as Anna is. It's our boy Victor Lewis. Victor!
Yeah, that's right. Stuck with me instead. Ha ha! Surprise! But you're going to find out just how much of a mistake this would have been when we get to talking about the band that I'm going to bring to Metal Mondays. So yeah, what are you working with?
Well, this week I decided to go hard.
That's the opposite of where I went.
Very hard.
All right.
I'm going Slayer this week.
That is kind of just about as hard as 80s metal gets, honestly.
And you know what actually really shocked me about the songs that I decided to go with? I looked them both up, the lyrics, assuming, oh, there's going to be some editing required here. Neither one had a swear word in it anywhere.
Not one single
Not
swear?
Not one single swear word, which you really wouldn't expect from Slayer.
Yeah, I feel like you really have to ask yourself a question. Are you a metal band if you don't make liberal use of profanity? In your songs. How metal are you,
truly? Apparently.
Well, still plenty, because it's still Slayer, yeah.
Yeah. They figured it out. They cracked the code on profanity-free metal music
clean,
in the 80s.
Clean family fun.
With song titles like Black Magic, here it is off the Show No Mercy album, 1983. We'll be right back. Slayer, profanity-free, Black Magic there from the Show No Mercy album, 1983.
Squeaky,
squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. AJ alongside, who is obviously not Anna Griffin, that's Victor Lewis. Anna not on the show this week. She's feeling a little under the weather, so we hope she gets to feeling better soon. But Victor, thank you very much for joining tonight, filling in.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. After listening to that Slayer and hanging out, I feel like the band that I chose is outclassed. I was asked to come up with just an 80s metal band, and Guns N' Roses barely qualifies as
and
metal.
And not only did you go with Guns N' Roses, you went with like easy listening Guns N' Roses.
It's not quite easy listening Guns N' Roses. We could have played Patience.
Yeah, that's true.
We could have done Used to Lover if you really wanted to get into something. But instead, I'm going to have to go with Mr. Brownstone, mostly because it's off Appetite for Destruction. And I don't know, I feel like it's the Guns N' Roses song off Appetite that not every single person knows already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. And plus, I feel like I need to defend Guns N' Roses after that Slayer. Hey, there's no better defense than Kurt Cobain hated Guns N' Roses, which means that they were a rock band. That's what they were doing.
If Cobain does not like you, I do.
That's a little mean, but kind of. Anyway.
Cobain doesn't care anymore.
From 87, let's hit Mr. Brownstone off Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction, because it's a good song.
Oh,
And we're back, Metal Mondays on the 80s at 8, part of the After Hours here on 97.9 The Hill. AJ alongside Victor Lewis. Coming off Guns N' Roses, Mr. Brownstone there. And shockingly, we discovered this. That song had a swear word in it.
Oh, before, it has a swear.
before I took it out. Guns N' Roses, more sweary than Slayer.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to have to claim the moral victory here, even though I think if we're putting Slayer and Guns N' Roses head-to-head, despite being the one that brought Guns N' Roses to the fight, I do have to concede on this one. Of the ethos of Metal Monday, Slayer is the one that's bringing it home today.
Oh, yeah. Slayer just won easily. Yeah, hands
they
down.
Totally did.
They just took a flaming guitar and whacked Axl Rose over the head with it.
As he well deserves. So I figured that probably sets us up for another Slayer song.
It
Hopefully
does.
Still family friendly.
Still family friendly. It's Slayer South of Heaven off of the album South of Heaven from 1988. there, South of Heaven off the South of Heaven album from 1988, wrapping up Metal Mondays here on the After Hours 97.9 The Hill. Thanks very much for tuning in. Today, I picked up the victory, and I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to rate this in Anna and I's competition because Anna technically didn't choose the songs.
Yeah.
Also, technically this week, it doesn't really matter because she's already won November.
This is a one-shot as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't really contribute to the overall scores. What I will say is that I've been Googling because I wanted to know who wrote Mr. Brownstone, and Slash actually wrote the lyrics for Mr. Brownstone. But that's not why I'm talking about why I was looking up stuff, because the third most Googled Guns N' Roses related question is, and this is word for word, what drugs is Axl Rose? So if you have... If you have any ideas about what drugs is Axl Rose, please send me an email at victor@wchannel.com.
Yes. Oh, Axl, you're changing the world one song at a time. All right, thanks for listening. You got more music coming up next here on The Hill.